From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A British MP voices the concerns of Caribbean banana producers in the House of Commons. And a banana lobbyist here in Britain says she too fears that Caribbean producers will be worse off come 1992.
I do not believe in practice that there is actually a way that you can maintain a preference for ACP bananas and indeed community produced bananas if you allow freely circulating bananas from the dollar area.
Claire Wenner. And Haiti's President April makes a week-long trip to Taiwan in search of financial aid. I'm Pat Whitehorn and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In February of last year, massive fraud was uncovered in Montserrat's offshore banking sector. Details of the investigations conducted by Scotland Yard were revealed to Caribbean Report by Mr. Tim Sainsbury, the Foreign Office Minister with responsibility for the Caribbean.
The investigations by the Metropolitan Fraud Squad and other, the Montserrat Police and indeed other organisations have revealed fraud on, I'm afraid, a rather large scale. And as a result of those investigations, already of the 270 or so banks, ANB banks, that had licenses to operate on Montserrat at the beginning of this year, nearly half, 130, have had their licenses cancelled.
Mr. Tim Sainsbury. Today, a report in the Times newspaper revealed that Montserrat's offshore banking worries have escalated with the uncovering of more incidents of fraud. Leslie Goff reports.
Later this month, a detective from Scotland Yard will return to Montserrat for the final leg of the fraud investigation as a further 100 banks are to be closed and regulations are redrafted to create tighter controls, explained Stuart Tendler of the Times, who has been following the investigation.
So far, 200 have been closed. Another 100 are expected to be closed in the next few weeks, leaving about 40. Now, most of those are reputable banks, i.e. the subsidiaries of major international banks.
Investigations are also expected into the 30 or 40 insurance companies on Montserrat. Police believe Montserrat has been used by American fraudsters and tax evasion experts and by money launderers for South American cocaine cartels. Stuart Tendler explains that Montserrat's problems have major implications for the Caribbean as a whole.
This is not a new phenomenon. A number of the Caribbean islands, which have set themselves up as offshore banking areas, have run this risk in the past, and I think you'll find that other islands may be at risk in the future. Where you've got a situation with a small country with very few economic assets other than, say, tourism, and very little in the way of industry or manufacturing or natural resources. So banking systems like this are one way of getting foreign currency. But unless the fairly strict controls on the banking setup, then you do get the sort of thing that's happened on Montserrat.
And that report by Leslie Goff. Caribbean concerns over the future of banana exports after the formation of the single European market surfaced in the House of Commons today. During a debate on commodities, Labour MP George Foulkes put a question to the Minister for Overseas Development, Linda Chawker.
Specifically, does the Minister accept the importance of bananas to the economies of the West Indian Islands and the threat with the ending of the Banana Protocol in 1992? Does she also recall the pledge of the Prime Minister in Jamaica in July 1987 to fight to protect their position? And will she say how far the government has been able to fulfil this pledge up until now?
Mr. Speaker, this has nothing to do with commodity prices, but the Honourable Gentleman will know that it was the British government who fought hard for the banana producers during the recent negotiations on Lomé, and the response that I have had from the banana producers has been one of gratitude for what Britain was able to achieve under the EDF discussions and the Lomé Convention.
Mrs. Linda Chawker. She may well have been somewhat surprised by the nature of the Labour MP's question. For clarification, I telephoned Claire Wenner, who has spent a great deal of time lobbying here in Britain and in Europe on behalf of Caribbean banana producers. I asked her if Mr. Foulkes had worded his House of Commons question correctly.
No, it isn't actually correct. I think Mr. Fuchs is falling into the way that I think many of us do, of using a form of shorthand. What will come to an end, as we've been told by the European Commission, is the arrangements which implement the Banana Protocol at present. Now, as you know, the arrangements that we have in the United Kingdom at the moment are ones that include licensing, and we have been given to understand by the Commission that the licensing system will not be compatible with the single market from the 1st of January 1993, and therefore a licensing system such as we have in the UK should come to an end. That doesn't actually mean that the protocol itself will come to an end, but the current arrangements that implement the protocol, we have been told, will come to an end.
But how will this change to the licensing system?